Back to Two Thirds Radio. Pumping along here. I'm hoping to get through all of this before the show is over. Like I was saying, the term Vicarius Filii Dei literally can be translated as Antichrist. It means Vicar of the Son of God, or Vice Christ, if you will. And Vice Christ means, you know, like Vice President. You can take the place of the President. The President can't make it, but we have in his stead his representative, the Vice President. And that's what Antichrist means. Antichrist does not mean against Christ, and obviously the Antichrist is against Christ, but not openly. Not openly. Antichrist means in place of Christ. I don't want to go into all the details, but in the Greek, you know, when Christ says an eye for an eye, it's anti-ophthalmos for anti-ophthalmos, or ophthalmos for anti-ophthalmos, or anti-ophthalmos for ophthalmos. That's the Greek word for eye. So he's saying one eye for another eye, not you know, not one eye against another eye. It's one eye in place of another eye. That's what anti actually means in the Greek. So when you say antichrist, you're talking about one who sets himself up in place of Christ. And that's what the Pope's position is, guys, especially this grisly little scoundrel. Ratzinger, what a piece of trash. Don't get me going on that rant. I'll never shut up. But anyway, interesting that his title, it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. It does come out in Roman numerals. It adds up to 666. Again, if you want the notes, as always, for this or any of my other shows, just email me, truthhurtsradio@aol.com. You can see this broken down if you want the transcripts for this show. Anyway, let me move on here. That's not to lessen the evils of Zionism, no, but I do believe under the New World Order they're going to have a world religion, and I believe the world religion is going to be headed up by the papacy. Working in conjunction with Zionism, of course, Freemasonry, the whole nine yards. It's going to be a, but it's going to be, I mean, come on, all the major world leaders have already hailed the Pope, as a great spiritual leader, and they, you know, would like to see him be the, you know, Robert Mueller, the former, not the FBI director, but the former, Assistant Secretary General of the UN, stated that, you know, we would love to see the Pope come to the UN and, you know, to represent all the world's religions and unite them and, you know, blah, 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 blah. They want a world religion headed up by this guy. Anyway, why the number 666? What does it mean, you know, at least biblically anyway? What is the Bible which contains this number 666? What can we glean from the Bible to gain an understanding of what this number might mean? Well, let's start with the number 6. In the Bible, the number 6 stands for man. For example, it was on the sixth day that man was created. The great image that King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had erected was 60 by 6 cubits, denoting a man, a man-centered religion. When Pharaoh pursued the Israelites across the Red Sea, 600 chariots were used. Goliath's height was 6 cubits. He wore 6 pieces of armor, and his shield weighed 600 shekels. 666. Okay, so 6 stands for man. What about the number 3? What does the number 3 mean, biblically? Well, it stands for completeness. Christ was completely victorious, we're told, over the 3 temptations that he faced in the wilderness. 3 temptations. While on earth, Christ raised 3 people to life, signifying his complete power over death. Jesus prayed 3 times in the Garden of Gethsemane, signifying his complete dependence upon his Father. He fell 3 times while carrying his cross, signifying how he completely bore our burdens for us. He was crucified the 3rd hour, signifying his completed mission. Look at all the 3s we've got here. There were 3 hours of darkness as he hung on the cross, signifying his suffering a complete condemnation for our sins. And we got a break. And I'll pick up with that when we get back, guys. Stick with us.
Yeah. Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our homestead collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Deep in the Brazilian rainforest of the Amazon grows the acai berry. Considered to be one of nature's most complete and healthy foods, the acai berry is loaded with antioxidants, amino acids, essential omegas, fibers, phytonutrients, and protein. A superfood? Yes. YourLivingFruit.com now brings the acai product, the timing, the company, the opportunity, and the cause to you. Some of the health benefits associated with the acai berry are increase in sustained energy, help with cholesterol management, improvement of digestive system, strengthening immune system, and more. Acai berry boasts 10 times the antioxidant benefits of grapes and twice that of blueberries. Are acai berry health benefits right for you? Is the opportunity right for you? Find out at YourLivingFruit.com. YourLivingFruit.com will show you the remarkable and continually documented health benefits of the acai berry. Visit YourLivingFruit.com. That's YourLivingFruit.com.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true.
All right, guys. Welcome back. Two-thirds Radio. Okay, I'm continuing along this idea of, usages of the number three in the Bible, you know, to show that it has to do with completeness. We're told that Christ rose the third day, signifying his complete personal triumph over death. Christ's threefold question to Peter, "Do you love me?" signified Christ's complete forgiveness of Peter's threefold complete denial of him. Peter had denied Christ three times. Christ forgave him three times. Anyway, so what we see here with, you know, the meaning of the number three, the meaning of the number six, there's three sixes. Six stands for man and his, you know, total rebellion against God, his defiance against God. And, three stands for completeness, total, completeness. So putting this together, three sixes would stand for a complete and total rebellion of man against God. And that's what the New World Order is all about, and its accompanying, global religion that it's setting up. It represents absolute rebellion against all that is good, all that is wholesome, setting up a system of evil in total defiance against God. That's what it is, folks. That's what the New World Order is. You know, if you go back to the story of Babel, that's what that was. The same thing. In defiance against God, setting up a world system. God said, behold, nothing shall be restrained, nothing evil, that is, shall be restrained from man that he is imagined to do. So God intervened to break that system up. Here they are, forming it again, guys. 666 is at the you know, it represents the meaning of this whole thing. Man's complete and total rebellion, his total depraved rebellion, sinking to the lowest common denominator. No wonder Christ said a time was coming such as never has been, a time of trouble such as never has been since there was a nation. That's what we're heading for, a time worse than anything known in all of recorded human history. And it's obvious, even if you don't believe in the Bible, it's obvious we're headed for that. Look what they're setting up, guys, a system of global tyranny unlike anything that has ever been seen before. Anyway, continuing on here, 666 was the number of years that the Assyrian Empire reigned before being conquered by Babylon. Another instance of this number being, popping up in history. Here's another one. Jerusalem was trodden down by the Roman Empire exactly 666 years from the Battle of Actium, 31 BC, to the Saracen conquest in 636 AD. The international computer, guys, that ties all the world's national computers together is situated in Brussels, Belgium. The Brussels computer is housed in a 13-story building, the first three floors of which are occupied totally by this system's hardware. Because of its size, the Brussels computer is referred to affectionately as the Beast. Isn't that interesting? Is this the computer system that's going to be tracking everyone? Ultimately, when they forcefully inject you with an implantable microchip, which uses the universal barcode system of 666, I tell you, I don't think this is coincidence. This immense computer, by the way, has enough capacity to store every detail about the lives of every human being on Earth. The information contained in the Library of Congress and every book ever printed in the history of the printing press. Having operated for years, it stores a growing volume of information as additional countries tie into it and continue to add more and more data. Just like all the sleazy post 9/11 systems that Bush set up, you know, the Total Information Awareness Network. Of course, it got shut down, but they got plenty of others to take its place. Echelon has been running all that time too, from before, you know, years before 9/11. Anyway, the Latin letters on the back of the $1 bill, MDCLXXVI, stand, of course, for 1776. This date, of course, has nothing to do with the founding of the United States, however. It has everything to do with the founding of Weishaupt's Illuminati in that year on May 1st. But in any case, it's interesting. When these letters are divided into groups of three, and the first letters of each group are omitted, the total equals out to 666. Check it out. The first group, MDC. M equals 1,000. If you omit that, you're left with D, which equals 500. C, which equals 100. Add that together, you get 600. The next group, CLX. C equals 100. Omit the C. You get the L, which is 50, plus X, which is 10. Add them together, you get 60. And then finally, XVI. Omit the X, which equals 10. You're left with V, which equals 5. I, which equals 1. That equals 6. Therefore, you get 600. 60 and 6. Very interesting how this all just correlates so nicely, isn't it? This Latin number appears, of course, on the back of the back of the $1 bill, on the Great Seal. A seal, of course, is just another word for mark. Isn't that interesting? The Great Seal, or the Great Mark, actually has encoded on it the number 666. And of course it has tons of hexagons and Star of Davids too, which our previous caller mentioned represents the number 666 as well. So, you know, they put this stuff all over the place, right in your face. The seal of God is contrasted in the Bible with the mark of the beast. Those who follow God receive his seal. Those who follow, you know, this evil beast system, the New World Order, receive the mark of the beast. Here's some references to the seal of God. You have it in, for example, 2 Corinthians 1:22. Paul says, who, meaning God, has also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit, sealed with the Spirit. Paul also says in Ephesians 1:13, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. And then finally, Ephesians 4:30, Paul says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. So we can see this contrast here, the mark of the beast and the seal of God. So if one who has the seal of God has the Holy Spirit, it would obviously follow that one who has the mark of the beast has a satanic spirit, the spirit of the devil. You either have the Spirit of God and are sealed with his spirit, or you have the spirit of the devil and are marked with his spirit. And obviously our elites are marked with that spirit, aren't they? And if you don't believe in the devil, they certainly do. They are devil worshippers, and they're proud to bear his mark. And they put it all over the place, 666, right in your face. You can really see how this is leading up to something big here, folks. Now let's look at what the actual biblical passage in the book of Revelation says about the number 666. It's found in Revelation 13:15-18. Here's what it says. And he, meaning this beast system, he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Now that's interesting. A mark in, not on, in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Notice it says, here's wisdom. Let him that has understanding. It's a puzzle. He that has, a good mathematical mind, let him figure out what this puzzle is. This number of the beast is also the number of a man, and his number is 666. The Greek word for mark in this passage, by the way, is karagma, which means an engraving or a pricking. Could this be a reference to an implantable microchip? It does say that the mark is in the right hand or in the forehead. This is already talk about implanting the microchip in your right hand. You could scan it easily over a laser reader, and it would determine whether you're able to buy or sell. Oh, sorry, sir, no chip, no purchase. Or you have a chip, but it shows you're not being compliant, so your account is being suspended until you can, rectify this situation. Have a good day. Interestingly, it was on June 6th of 2006, or the date 666, that Bush first announced the Real ID Act, the precursor to the implantable microchip, the National ID Card. Isn't that interesting, hmm? You think that's by accident they chose that date for him to announce this program? Yeah, it's all coincidence. Just like the barcode, the inventor of the universal product code said, it's by chance that 666 happens to be encoded in the barcode. Of course it's all coincidence, naturally. Branding people, guys, has always been the plan of the New World Order from day one. Even before the microchip was invented, the elite had other plans in mind that would serve the same function. But now that the microchip has been invented, ooh, this is even better. Yes, we can fulfill that prophecy of in the right hand and in the forehead after all. Note the following quotes. This is from the San Jose Mercury, August 8th, 1975. It says, computer scientists working on a master plan to assign numbers to every individual on Earth. Computer scientists are working, on numbers to assign them to every person on Earth. The number could be used for trading purposes, buying and selling. A digital number could be laser tattooed on the forehead. See, they were considering laser tattoos back then. Now, of course, implantable microchips. But nevertheless, could be implanted on the forehead or on the back of the hand. This is the flippin' San Jose Mercury, a secular paper. This isn't a religious... Anyway, short break, guys. I'll pick up at the score when I get back. This ought to make your hair stand on end.
Thank you. Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johnglia.com.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true.
All right, folks, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Let me pick up with this quote here from the San Jose Mercury. This is absolutely astonishing. Keep in mind, it just got done saying that, you know, in the future, oh, maybe we'll tattoo on people's forehead a number and it can be used for commerce to buy and sell. It will go on the forehead or on the back of the hand. They left out the word right here, right hand, but nevertheless, forehead or hand. And then notice what this says next. This international mark could do away with all currency. Well, that's the plan, isn't it? The cashless society. Keep in mind, this is back in 1975, baby. And then they say, no member could buy or sell without having an assignment of a digital mark. No man could buy or sell. Why did they go out of their way to clarify that and to elaborate on that? They already made that point clear earlier in the quote. They had to go on and finish by saying, no man could buy or sell except they have this digital mark. Oh, yeah, that's a coincidence, too. Yeah, of course. It's all coincidence. Yeah, nothing to do with the Bible's claim of, you know, the mark of the beast, can't buy or sell. Nothing to do with it. It's just coincidence, you paranoid people. It just so happens that we're going to prevent you from buying or selling unless you have our digitally encoded mark on your forehead or in your hand. Yeah, okay, sure, right, yeah. Here's another quote. Senior Scholastics. The article was Public Needs and Private Rights. Who is watching you? Scholastic Inc., September 20th, 1973. This is going back 2 years before the quote I just read. Listen to what this thing said. All buying and selling will be done by computer. No currency, no change, no checks. You see how this was all planned? And here they are, crashing the dollar, and indeed pretty much every other currency on the planet, all of which they have control over, crashing all of the world's major currencies en route toward such a cashless global system. Anyway, people will receive a number that has been tattooed in their wrist or forehead. This is an entirely different publication now, making this same claim. This was 2 years earlier. This has been the plan all along. It goes on. The number is put on by a laser beam and cannot be felt. The number in the body is not seen by the naked eye and is as permanent as your fingerprints. All items of consumer goods will be marked with a computer mark. They like that word. That's the same word used in the San Jose Mercury 2 years later. The computer outlet in the store, which picks up the number on the items at the check stand, will also pick up the number in the person's body and automatically total their price and deduct the amount from the person's special drawing rights account. Drawing rights account. You were a bad boy this week, Mr. Smith. You showed up for work 2 minutes late. We're going to dock you 50 points from your account now. Oh, Mr. Smith, you have been protesting the government. We're closing your account for 1 month. If you're a good boy during that time and engage in the necessary restitution prescribed activities, you can shop here next week if you haven't died from starvation since then. Good luck, Mr. Smith. Yeah, here's another quote. Terry Gallinay, former director of communications for Visa, once made this shocking statement. Protesting too loudly about it, the coming cashless society, isn't going to help either, because the disturbance that you kick up is going to end up in one of your files. And on the come and get it day, when we are totally and completely dependent upon our card or whatever survival device might replace it, you might be left out alone without one. Can you believe this? You will be left all alone without one. You know, this person was saying this with pride, rubbing their hands together with glee. Ooh, I can't wait for that day. Whatever instrument of survival, whatever survival device might replace, you know, the credit card or whatever. Can you believe this? Anyway, but keep in mind, this is exactly, you know, what was foretold in the book of Revelation, guys. And here it is, coming to fruition right before your eyes. They don't hide it. They don't blush about it. They've been talking about this for decades. Isn't it obvious what we're dealing with here? Incidentally, it's not just in the book of Revelation that the number 666 is found. Here are two other instances where it occurs. Interestingly, 666 was the number of Adonikin's descendants who returned to Jerusalem and Judah from the Babylonian exile, you know, in the 6th century B.C. That's found in Ezra 2:13. Adonikin, by the way, means Lord of the Enemy. That's interesting. 666 is also found to be the number of gold talents that King Solomon collected in a single year. That's recorded in 1 Kings 10:14 and 2 Chronicles 9:13. Anyway, here are a couple more curious points about the number 666. Very interesting mathematical anomalies, I guess you could say, that exist with this number. I'll talk about that when we get back, guys. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Deep in the Brazilian rainforest of the Amazon grows the acai berry. Considered to be one of nature's most complete and healthy foods, the acai berry is loaded with antioxidants, amino acids, essential omegas, fibers, phytonutrients, and protein. A superfood? Yes. YourLivingFruit.com now brings the acai product, the timing, the company, the opportunity, and the cause to you. Some of the health benefits associated with the acai berry are increase in sustained energy, help with cholesterol management, improvement of digestive system, strengthening immune system, and more. Acai berry boasts 10 times the antioxidant benefits of grapes and twice that of blueberries. Are acai berry health benefits right for you? Is the opportunity right for you? Find out at YourLivingFruit.com. YourLivingFruit.com will show you the remarkable and continually documented health benefits of the acai berry. Visit YourLivingFruit.com. That's YourLivingFruit.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Got some more curious mathematical points here about the number 666. Very strange anomalies mathematically with this number. Here's some examples. The sum of the squares of the first seven prime numbers is 666. Hence, 666 equals 2 squared plus 3 squared plus 5 squared plus 7 squared plus 11 squared plus 13 squared plus 17 squared. That's the sum of the first seven prime numbers squared. Interesting. But it gets even more strange. The sum of the first 144 digits of pi is 666. 144, of course, is a unique number in the Bible. You know, 12 times 12. You've got the 144,000 mentioned in the book of Revelation. And it just so happens that the first 144 digits of pi, you know, after the decimal point, is you add them together, their sum is 666. How about this one? You almost have to see this number written out on paper to really appreciate it. If you take the number 133.335 and add 533.331, which is these two numbers are the mirror image of each other. 133.335 is the mirror image, the inverse, if you will, of 533.331, okay? you're just taking that number and flipping it backwards, keeping the decimal point in the middle between, you know, the two sets of three digits, okay? Once again, 133.335 plus 533.331 equals 666.666. This is so bizarre. Things like this blow my mind. I mean, now these, I think you could get away with saying are coincidences. But then again, who knows? We live in a strange world. I can hear that Twilight Zone music playing right now. Here's another one. There are exactly six sixes in 666 to the sixth power. The number 666 to the sixth power contains six sixes. Interesting. 666 equals 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5, 6, 7 plus 8, 9, which also equals, and when I say, you know, 5, 6, 7, I'm talking about the number 567. So let me state that again. 666 equals 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5, 6, 7 plus 8, 9. It totals to 666. How about this one? You can break it up this way, too. 123 or 123 plus 456 plus 78 plus 9 also equals 666. These numbers are sequential, as you can see. 123 plus 456 plus 78 plus 9 equals 666. Here's another one, counting backwards now. 9 plus 87 plus 6 plus 543 plus 21 equals 666. 9 plus 87 plus 6 plus 543 plus 21, counting backwards from 9 to 1, also equals 666. I mean, is this weird or what? I'm sure there's a lot more of these. If anybody finds them, let me know. I'd like to add to the collection here. Anyway, here's another strange mathematical anomaly with 666. 666 equals 1 cubed plus 2 cubed plus 3 cubed plus 4 cubed plus 5 cubed plus 6 cubed plus 5 cubed plus 4 cubed plus 3 cubed plus 2 cubed plus 1 cubed. In other words, if you start at 1 and count up to 6 and then go back down, you know, 5, 4, you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You cube every one of those numbers and add it up, it comes to 6, 6, 6. Notice, of course, that in the middle number, or at the apex of the triangle, if you will, you have 6 cubed or 3 sixes, 6, 6, 6, at the center of this sequence of, you know, this equation. But again, isn't that bizarre? Why are there so many anomalies? In fact, I've looked at anomalies with a lot of different numbers. I don't think any of them have as many as this number does. Very strange, isn't it? 1 cubed plus 2 cubed, 3, 4, 5, 6 cubed plus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 cubed. Add the sum up, you get 666. Here's another one. 666 is a divisor of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 plus 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It just goes on and on and on. 666 is the sum of the first 36 numbers, i.e., 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5, on and on and on, plus 35 plus 36 equals 666. You count up from 1 to 36, add all of those numbers, and it comes up to 666. Really strange. 3 and 6, of course, are all divisors themselves of 666. Anyway, if you write the first six Roman numerals in order from largest to smallest, or you just take the first six Roman numerals and, you know, put them in reverse order, you get 666. DCLXVI. I mean, it's not that it adds up to that, but that's what the number is. That's how you write it in Roman numerals. You see what I'm saying? So, that's very interesting. In reverse, DCLXVI, again, are the first six Roman numerals in order. And that's how you write 666, putting those in the reverse order. It's just really strange. Here's another one. 666 is the 60th 12-factored number. 60 is the first 12-factored number. 666 equals 6 plus 6 plus 6 plus 6 cubed plus 6 cubed plus 6 cubed. There's just no end to this stuff. It just goes on and on and on. Those are the ones I've been able to find. Again, I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure there's more. So if you guys come across any, email me them. I'd sure like to see them. It'd be interesting. How about this? Speaking of satanic numbers, you might be interested to know that the gematriatic number, you know, gematria, the gematriatic number for Satan, when converting the Hebrew letters into their numerical equivalents and adding them up, is 359. The number for Satan, geometrically speaking, from the Hebrew, adds up to 359. Interestingly, this is the day of the year that our beloved little holiday coming up in a few weeks falls on, Christmas. It falls on the 359th day of the year. It's also interesting to note that the name Satan is merely Santa scrambled. Or vice versa. You know, Santa is actually Satan scrambled. There's a god in the New Age encyclopedia by the name of Sanat, S-A-N-A-T. Once again, it's the name Satan scrambled. This is one of the most favorite tricks of occultists, is to disguise their, you know, their words, their evil deeds or whatever in code, or just to scramble them or reverse them. You know, if you take the saying "I love Satan" and put it in reverse, I used to have a friend that would sign his name like this, and I always wondered, you know, what does that mean? Because his name wasn't Nat, it was Phil, and yet he would always sign his name Nat A. Civale. Well, put Nat A. Civale in reverse. And put the spacings in the right place, you know, and you get "I love Satan." It was a little game he used to like to play with people, you know. But this is how Satanists work. This is how occultists work. They'll either scramble the letters or simply reverse them so that it's right in your face, but yet you don't see it because it's, you know, backwards or scrambled. They love to play this game, just like they like to flash their little Satan sign at you, the Baphomet hand sign, and you not know what it means. And then if anyone ever calls them on it, they usually say, "Oh, it means I love you." Which isn't true. "I love you" is to have the thumb extended out away from the hand. But when you have the thumb folded over the middle and ring finger, it does in fact represent Satan. So anyway, that's interesting though, isn't it? In gematria, the Hebrew letters for Satan add up to 359. Christmas is on the 359th day, and of course, Christmas is Santa's day, which is Satan scrambled. Is this all coincidence? Just as much as all the other strange coincidences we've been looking at, I suppose. And by the way, aren't children told, now I'm going to be the bah humbug here with the Christmas season, but I don't care because Christmas doesn't mean jack diddle to me. It is in fact a pagan holiday, folks, let's face it. I mean, I still, you know, have the presents and stuff with my kids, but, you know, but it doesn't have any spiritual significance to me except that it's an evil spiritual day. But anyway, isn't it interesting that children are told to watch for this Santa in the sky, that he is coming again, and that he will reward children for their good works or their bad works. Their reward will depend on whether they're good or whether they're bad, whether they'll get a good reward or a bad reward. Very interesting. Watch for him in the sky. He's coming again. Unbelievable. And isn't that what the Antichrist is? A system that replaces Christ? Not a system that is blatantly in your face evil. That's not what Antichrist means. Antichrist means in place of Christ. A system that will assert itself, set itself up in place of Christ. That's what Antichrist means, in place of. And that's what the New World Order trash are setting up, guys. Again, whether you're a Christian or not, whether you believe in the Bible or not, doesn't matter. This is what they're doing. So be aware of what they're setting up. Don't suddenly decide to become religious because you want to join this new world religion and don't want to be put to death, you know, if the death decree comes out, because you don't join this global cult. They want conformism. That's what they're working toward right now. That's why they're getting you on the Prozac and the Ritalin and the Zoloft and getting you to watch the propaganda. You know, just like George Orwell said, Everywhere you go today, restaurants, even McDonald's, pizza shops, donut shops, everywhere you go, you got the big giant propaganda box playing, don't you? And, the big screen TVs there. And usually, these TVs are tuned to the local news channel. This is to ensure that no matter where you are, no matter where you go, you are being constantly bombarded with the official propaganda. So if you're not at home watching it in your living room, you'll get it when you take the kids to McDonald's or when you grab that morning coffee before work. It's unbelievable. This is exactly what George Orwell pictured in his 1984 book. Everywhere you go, you got the TV screens, the video monitors, bombarding you with the propaganda. Unbelievable. It's coming, guys. It's right here. It's in your face. Again, whether you believe in the Bible or not, it doesn't matter. It's very interesting. I guess we'll have to chop that up for another coincidence if you don't believe in the Bible. But in any case, just as the Bible foresaid, it's happening. They do have a system in place to number everyone. In fact, the Social Security system, you're already numbered. But, with what they're planning on this global scale, it's undoubtedly you're going to get a new number. It's going to be based on the barcode, no doubt, with the three little sixes in there, right in your face. And as we've seen in these previous quotes I was reading, they plan on either tattooing you with a laser, a non-visible tattoo under the skin, or giving you an implantable microchip or whatever. But you'll be assigned certain credits every week for your slave labor in the sweatshops. And depending on whether you're compliant or not and whether or not you've, got the implant chip or the tattoo, laser tattoo or whatever, will determine whether or not you can buy or sell. The Bible said that this was going to happen, and now we see these secular sources I was just quoting from telling us that that is their plan, to do exactly just that. You're going to determine whether you buy or sell, depending on whether you have this survival device, implantable chip or tattoo. Unbelievable, guys. Unbelievable. I don't know how to make it more clear than that. If I have any listeners that can't see it now, you have my sympathy. I guess the Prozac has worked quite well for you. But here it comes, right at you, right in your face. I thought I'd throw this in there, too, for good measure. This is interesting. I looked up the 666th chapter in the Bible, just out of curiosity, to see if that chapter might contain something pertaining to this, mark of the beast, the number 666, or at least some mark or whatever. And I found something very interesting. The 666th chapter in the Bible, in fact, is Proverbs 7. And it does, in fact, make some very interesting statements that parallel those in the book of Revelation where the number of the beast, 666, is talked about. And I'll quote a couple verses here. This is actually verses 2 through 5 from Proverbs 7. Listen to what it says. This is God speaking here. He says, "Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of your eye. Bind them upon your fingers," or maybe right hand, "write them upon the table of your heart," or maybe the forehead. "Say unto wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your kinsmen, that they may keep you from the strange woman." Gee, could that be a reference to the great harlot that we're told rides on the back of this beast of Revelation 13? "Keep thee from strange woman." The meaning there of strange woman, of course, in the biblical sense, is referring to a harlot, a prostitute. And that's this strange woman riding on the back of the beast in the book of Revelation, the beast of Revelation 13. She is a strange woman, a harlot, a whore, prostitute. So, I find it very interesting that this 666th chapter in Proverbs seems to have some correlation with what we find in, Revelation 13 dealing with this number 666. Anyway, just some points of curiosity I thought you'd find interesting. I don't know why I chose this as my last show. Maybe because it makes reference to Christmas. I don't know. So I could ruin your Christmas for you. I think this is appropriate. If this is, in fact, my last show, I don't know. I might actually wind up being on here next week or the week after. 5 days a week again. Heaven help me. The stress will kick in again. Oh, my goodness. I'll be back to booking guests frantically and putting shows together like no tomorrow. But, you know, even though it stressed the daylights out of me, I did enjoy it. I really did. I love doing 5 shows a week. So if that winds up being what happens, awesome. I'll see you guys back here on RBN, in another week or two. Or if not, you know, like I said, keep in touch with me, Truth Hurts Radio at AOL.com, spell Hurts, H-E-R-T-Z. And, I'll let you know if I go on another network or whatever, where I'm at and the times. But I'm definitely going to be doing something. I'm not going to disappear into the background. I put too many shows together in advance, and I want to put them to good use. So, I'm going to be on the air somewhere. All right, guys, short break. Stick with us. Be right back. One more segment here.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johnglia.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Got a few more minutes left here of the show. Like I said, you know, I won't call this my last show, last for this time slot for this week, but like I said, hopefully, yeah, there's actually several. I think there was two, maybe even three time slots that were mentioned as being open. So if things work out, I'll be grabbing up one of those three, hopefully. There was one on the weekend as well, but I don't know what day that was on, so I don't know if I can do it or not. If it's on a Sunday, I might be able to, but not on a Saturday. But anyway, like I said, just email me and, you know, we'll keep in touch, and I'll let you know as soon as I find out what I'm going to be doing. But if not on RBN, again, some other network. I know one in particular that I can definitely fall back on, but, you know, I'm kind of saved that as a last resort. Anyway, yeah, good luck, folks. You know, I don't think we're in for a very smooth ride here, as many of you know, just because we got rid of the neocons, which is good. I'm glad. I'm glad we don't have another neocon in office, but, you know, really, what is the difference? Dog droppings come in all kinds of different scents and shades, and that's really all we have is another scent and shade of dog droppings, but dog droppings nonetheless. You know, Mr. Obama has stacked his cabinet, as we all knew he would, with, you know, elitist insiders, and it's just so disgusting. You know, Hillary Schillery, and this Billy Boy saying he's making himself available to, you know, for a cabinet appointment position. What a joke, man. Of course, he was supported by, and still is supported by, Zbigniew Brzezinski and Warren Buffett. I mean, this is disgusting. These are the same pigs that brought us 9/11. But anyway, and of course, look at Obama. He votes for the bailout bill. The bailout bill, which stated that, you know, this bill is not to be subjected to any close scrutiny by any legal body, and on and on and on. And he votes for it? Oh, yeah, we're going to get change, all right. Come on, folks. This guy's a New World Order thug, if ever there was one. Back, don't forget, back in July 24th, he was speaking in Berlin. And he made a very jaw-dropping series of statements regarding the New World Order. He talked about global citizenship. And he said that it binds us together, Europeans and Americans. It's a burden we all must share. Notice those enslaving terms, bind and burden. And he says it's something that Americans and Europeans are going to be required to do more for, not less. More is going to be required for us in supporting this burden, not less. So it's obvious. More of our money is going to be sucked out of our pockets. More of our kids are going to be sent over to fight phony wars in these imperialistic conquests. And he said that it is not a choice. I like that totalitarian term. It is not a choice. It's the only way, the one way and the only way, he says, to our common security and our common humanity. Unbelievable. And then he said this. He said, a change in the leadership in Washington will not mean a change in this burden. So he's making it clear back in July that it didn't matter who you voted for. It didn't matter who got in office, whether it was, you know, Obama or McCain, that this goal was going to march forward with either one of them. Okay, I mean, it's right in your face, guys. He's a hardcore globalist. So watch out. We've been hearing warnings from officialdom that we're going to get hit hard early in the Obama administration. The terrorists are going to test him. Of course we're going to get hurt hard. We hit hard. We got hit hard early in the Bush administration, didn't we? Which set the tenor for the rest of his two terms. And so it's going to be with Obama. More fake terrorism, more fake wars, more fake loss of your rights under fake pretenses. God help us. All right, guys. Keep in touch. TrueThreatsRadio at AOL.com. God bless. Talk to you later.
Can't decide what to give.